long-awaited day arrived. Prince Bolkhovsky arrived at the army camp. The entire camp was scrubbed and cleaned and repainted in honor of the visit of the great dignitary. Soldiers paraded back and forth. Brass bands played Russian army march songs. And finally, Prince Bolkhovsky greeted Itzkal himself, the commandant of the camp.
It is a pleasure to meet with you, Commandant Itzkal.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for visiting.
A few days later, after things had settled back into their regular routine, most of the soldiers had almost forgotten the presence of the great visitor when Stanislav had the opportunity to talk to him privately.
Prince, I will show you something you will not believe. You think this Itzkal, Commandant Itzkal, is such a wonderful soldier. You wait until you see the truth.
What are you talking about?
I have a surprise for you, Prince. You think so, this Itzkal is something special. I will show you the truth.
The prince accompanied Stanislav into the forest on a path leading to Itzkal's secret meeting place. Stanislav had no idea that he was actually being followed by Itzkal's spies. Suddenly, Itzkal, who was surrounded by Talmidim, heard a very strange turkey sound. Itzkal had been smack in the middle of an Eon Shear. He had been discussing a machlekes between the Ktseis and the Nesivis.
And as you can see very clearly, it comes out that...
And at that moment, he heard the turkey sounds. Without missing a beat, Itzkal unrolled a huge map in front of him.
And it comes out that the Bavarian landscape is not as intimidating as it would seem at first. Just another few hundred soldiers in this spot.
And he pointed to a dot on the map.
That should do the trick. What say you, Officer Moskowitz?
Just at that moment, Prince Bolkhovsky walked into the clearing together with Stanislav. He watched for a few moments as Itzkal continued discussing military strategy. Stanislav turned red and then purple. And when he turned and looked at Prince Bolkhovsky, the purple very quickly drained away and his face turned a ghostly white. Prince Bolkhovsky turned to Stanislav.
Very few time in my life I have been made to look like a fool. Like right now. Stanislav, I would like you to get very well acquainted with the end of a whip.
Stanislav began trembling and stammering, but he was quickly dragged away by the prince's henchmen.
No, don't take me!
In the meantime, we left Christoph in a cornfield on the outskirts of St. Petersburg.
I have to find some place where I can hide.
After months of misery and freezing cold, Christoph finally found safe lodging in a farmhouse a few miles from the suburbs of St. Petersburg. He was very busy the next few months, growing a long beard. He took to wearing strange clothes so that he could disguise himself. Even his own brothers would not have recognized him. One day, Christoph visited a bar, a Kretschmer, a place where many Russian soldiers from the St. Petersburg army camp used to spend their time when they were on vacation. He listened very carefully for information. Nobody recognized him, of course, with his long beard and his strange clothes.
I have to hear some information, something maybe I could find out about Itzkal. When I find out about him, I will find a way to get rid of him for once and for all.
Christoph tried to make friends with some of the soldiers in the bar. Finally, one day, Christo felt enough confidence to approach a strange soldier. He stepped up behind him and tapped him on the shoulder. The soldier turned around slowly.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Krzysztof stared with his eyes wide open.
Stanislav, that is you. I don't believe it. Who are you? Stanislav, my good friend, you don't recognize me. How about if I would not have a long beard and strange clothing? I don't believe it. It's Krzysztof! Not so loud, Stanislav. Not so loud. Krzysztof, how did you get here? Where have you been? I have been hiding, biding my time, waiting to take revenge on Itzhakl. But I don't even know where he is. You don't know where Itzhakl is, Krzysztof? Well, you wouldn't believe it. You mean, Stanislav, you know where Itzhakl is?
Do I know where Itzhakl is? Itzhakl is just a few kilometers from here, in the St. Petersburg army camp. As a matter of fact, there's another thing you're not going to believe. Itzhakl is the commandant of the camp.
No, you are pulling my leg, Stanislav. It cannot be.
But it is, Krzysztof. It is true.
Maybe, Stanislav, you and I can be partners in crime again to come up with a plan.
Oh, that would be lovely, Krzysztof. That would be lovely.